You're dividing up the city now with Micah Mashlon, the nice thing, Karfiv Lazu, the Karfiv Lazu. That we're dividing up the city to say each city has its own Karfiv. Each city has to have at least 70 Yamis outside it. See, if you have more than 141 Yamis, we see each one has 70, a little bit more, that's called two separate cities. For the Gemara, Omer Rav Huna Chode Zimna. Rav Huna already said this Chiddush already one time. The Tanan we learned. Noisnin Karfiv Lir. You give outside the city a share of a Karfiv. That's 70 Yamis. So Drashi, Noisnin Karfiv Lir. That means Kishabo Limdor Tatchum. When you want to start counting the Tchum, when does the end of the city stop? That from there further, you have 2,000 Amis. Is Maniach Le'ir Avir Shoshivim Amma. Right outside the city, first you leave over 70 Amis. Vishraim a little bit more. Shuk here Levadat Tchum. That's included in the city without making the Tchum. First after the 70 Amis, that's when you first start counting the Tchum of 2,000 Amis. So from the last house of the city, you first measure 70 Amis. That's like the end of the city. And then you first start counting the Apayim Amma. Divir Rav Meir. That's Rav Meir Shita. V'chachomim Oimrim Loi Omru Karfif Elabein Shtei Ayurus. No. One city, where does the city end? By the last house. The last house of the city, that's where the city ends. And we start counting from that house, the Apayim Amma. When do we say that the Shir of Karfif to Moisef give another 70 Amis? That's Bein Shtei Ayurus. Now, Zrashi, Elabein Ayurus. L'chaber, like we're saying, when you want to put two cities close together to make it to one city, then we have to leave, if there's less than 70 Amis in between, then we consider it like one city. L'chaber na'yidei karfif shebeneim. You want to make it look like one city, then we say if there's only 70 Amis, it's like one city. Now, v'yitman, this din we learned. V'yitman rafuna v'omar, karfif lezu, v'karfif lezu. When you have two cities next to one another, it doesn't mean only if there's like 70 Amis. And once you have more, like you have 75 Amis in between, then it looks like two cities. No, Rav Huna said we'd like give each city, each side, 70 Amis and one more. So the Kitzah, if it's within 141 Amis, one city to another city, it's still considered like one city. It's only if it's separated more than 141 Amis that we look like one city has 70 and the other city has 70 and still they're separated, that looks like two cities. So Rav Huna already said this Chiddush, that we give each city a shear of 70 Amis, and if it's more than 141 Amis separated to the two cities, then a Taka has it in like two cities, and each city has its own Tchum. So Rav Huna already said this Chiddush, that you give the shear of 141 Amis. And Zakrash v'itm Rav Huna Amar, l'kam meforesh v'pirkim pluktayu. Later on in this parak, we'll learn what the machlokes is. When you want to connect two cities, one next to another, and there's a space of 70, more than 71 Amis in between, like one man, the Amis called two separate cities. According to Rav Huna, no. Since there's less than 141 Amis in between, it's considered like one city. What the Svaros are, we'll see later in the parak. So the Kasher is, the Rav Huna already said this Chiddush one time, that we give each city 70 Amis. So why do you have to say it over again for? And for the Gemara, V'chiyah barav omar, before, like, the Itman, the Kash of Itman, Funu, Omer, Karf, Lazu, Bekarf, Lazu. The Chia Barav Omer, Ein Noisne, Ela Karf, Vechel, Lishneim. He also know you only give one 70 Amis in between the two cities. If there's more than 71 Amis in between the two cities, it's called two separate cities. The Akkof on Rav Huna said it already one time. So the Gemara, Tzricha. I need him to say it two times, Rav Huna. The Yashmin and Hoch, if it only say it here, Mishum, the Heavenly, Tzad, Hayeser Mikora. The Heavenly Tzad Hetem Mikora. What's our case talking about? Our Gemara here. We are first, Yutaka had one city. It had the walls all around the city. Now, years later, the middle wall broke down. On top and bottom, in the middle of the wall, it broke down and became a pirtza in between the city. And since it became a pirtza, also the houses also got knocked down. Something happened there, all the houses got knocked down in the middle. So here I would think that when do we divide up these two parts of the city to make it look like two cities? Only if there's such a big space in between, like 141 Amis in between. Because since Metchila was one big city, Metchila you had those straight walls straight across. Just later it broke, so to make it two separate cities, then you need Mamish 141 Amis in between. If there's less than that, that's called one city. That's only because Metchila was one city. Mashain came. Avul Hossam, Eimaloi. But Hossam, the din later on Daf Nun Zayin. That's talking about Metchila. You have two separate cities. You have one city on the right side,
and you have another city on the left side, and these two cities never had shaykhus one to the other, still Rafuna says that if there's less than 141 amis in between, you make the two cities look like one. That's a tremendous chiddush. I would think maybe in this case where the two cities have no shaykhus, maybe 71 amis divides up the city. Kamashmala, no. Not only in our Gemara here, where you first had one city and the walls broke, do you have the shear of 141 amis, but even in the case where the cities were never connected together, Kol Zaman, the cities are within the distance of 141 amis separated, only that much separated, it's considered like one city, and it has one, you count the tchum outside the chaims, outside both sides. So that's the chiddush. Let's just Rafuna say the chiddush later. Like, let him just say in the case we have mamish two separate cities, and the space in between them is less than 141 amis, we look like it's one city in the gate of the tchum. Then you first start counting your tchum outside the boundaries of both cities. So let him just say it there. Emshita by our case here, where Metchila was one city, that Avada, now if the walls break down, Avada you have the shear of 141 amis. So the Gemara, no, this way is also chiddush. Mishum de dechika, the Rabbi Yashmin and Hossam, Mishum de dechika, Tashmishtayu. I tell you, where you have a good city, then it's a svara, a city has to use the first outer 70 amas of the city, the people in the city use it. Chveis, you park your car there, you leave your stuff there, you walk outside there, you play there, you need a playground there. People in the city need the first 70 amas out of the city, it's called needed for their city. So mainly here we have two separate cities. The svara to say that if there's only 141 amis out in between them, it's called like one city. Because this city needs its 70 amis, and this city needs its 70 amis, therefore it's considered like one big city. That's where you have two separate cities. Aval hocha. But in our case, we're talking about Metchila was one big city. What happened? Metchila, you had this one big city, and now in the middle of the city, the middle wall caved in. So the middle of the city, mamish, became vacant, and there's a space open now. So I would think if this vacancy here in the middle of the city is more than 71 amis, that's enough to divide up the city. Because the city itself managed already without this vacant space. Because the material of the city was full. Where was the 70 amis out of the city? On the right side and the left side. So the people inside here are already used to using the outside, the right side of the city, the right outside 70 amis, and they use the left side outside 70 amis. But in the middle of the city, Metchila, there were houses there, it was all used. Now something happened, a hurricane came, and knocked down the two sides of the walls here, knocked down the middle of the wall, and knocked down the middle houses. So you have now 70 amas space in between. So I would think once there's 71 amas space in between, that's enough to divide up the city. You don't need 141 here, because this middle space is like Kula Revach. They can manage without it. So now that you have 70 amas space, mamish, in the middle of the city, that's enough to divide the city into two. Kamash Mullah, no. Still, providing it's within 141 amis, we look like it's one city. You need still more than 141 amis to make it into two separate cities. Trashi is a tchika tashmishta. Days are yours, mamish tchika tashmishta, bechad kafir. Hilcha kafir mechosha lechol chad kier gufay. Each city needs its 70 amis. We look like it's one city. They didn't need this space in between. Don't give this space in between for their use. And let's say since there are 70 amis in between, it splits up the city in half. Kamash Mula, no, that to split up a city in half, you always need 141 amis to divide it up. Less than that is always considered like one city. For the Gemara, the Kama Heve, then yes, Selekeshus. It's up until now we're talking about on the bottom part of the archway, from one side to the left side, how far away is it? So Rafuna said it can't be further away than 4,000 amis. What about now, how high up does the archway go? The notch where the bow goes all the way up. How far away is the top of the arch to the bottom of the arch? Like in the picture of the archway here. This top house, this top circle, how far away can it be from the bottom chevel, the bottom string? Is there any shear, how far away it could be? Or no, we say no matter how far away, still we look like it's one city. Is there any shear, the height, how high up the archway could still be? It's more of a camel.
Kan hevi ben yeser. Yeser means the bottom line. Lekeshet to the top of the archway. Rabba bara punirama apayim amis. Yes, it can't be more than 2,000 amis. Once it's more than 2,000 amis, it's not mitzuref anymore, and you look like it's its own. Each house has its own chum. Rabba bray the rabba bara punirama no. Afilu yeser my apayim amis. Even if it's more than 2,000 amis. And no matter how high, how far away the top of the keshes is from the bottom of it. And Amar Abaya, Kavosei de Rova Brei de Rabba Barafuna Mestavro. It's a raya to Rova Brei de Rabba Barafuna. What's the raya? Di boy yehoder osi derech batim. Because what's the story telling me now? So if you have this archway here, a person living in the top house, if he wants to walk downwards, he could only walk up Hayim Amar. So he can never walk to the bottom string, so it's more than a payim amar way, he can never walk down there. Zok the Pasha, no. If he wants to, let him make a right turn. Let him walk down the archway. Let him walk down right. This zikha called part of the city. It's inside the archway, there are houses going all around in this half circle, that's the city. So somebody living on the top of the circle, he could just walk, even have to walk 5,000 amas downwards. Let him walk straight down all the houses, down to the bottom. So the kids, no matter how high the bow is, he could walk along the bow all the way down. Because that's zikha part of the city. All the half circle, that's zikha all full of houses. That's part of the city. So no matter how high up you are, you could always reach the bottom. So the ikka shaila is from one side to the bottom side. How far away are you to give the shein siruf? And that Rav Huna said, once it's less than 4,000 namas apart, it's mitzuruf. It lies like one ear. Right. Mert. Says now Mishneh, Hoyeshom Gedud Yois Gevoya Asarat Tvochim. Same thing, and you want to air onto the city, if outside the city there were Gedudyos. That's like a haunted house, a house that caved in already. My Gedudyos, what is this? Omer Rav Yehuda Sholosh Mechitzes. It means there was once upon a time it was a house, and now like it caved in halfway, and there are only three Mechitzes standing, Shein Aleihem Tikra, that there's no roof on top of it. Still, if this is sticking outside the city, that makes the city extended until the end of this house, and that's where the tchum first starts. So you have three mechitzas without a tikra. Fred Gemari Boyelhu. What about shtei mechitzas v'yesh aleihem tikra? Let's say you have two walls standing, and it has a roof. Mal. Is that also enough to give it a shame house that the city gets extended till after that house? As you say that the house is, it has to be a mokum dira. It has to be roy for somebody to live there. So if you have three walls, that's enough of a tznias there. You're covered up by three sides. People would live there. If you only have two walls, people don't live in a place with only two walls. The shaila is, what about if it has a roof? Maybe with the roof, it's called the Mokum Roy Ladira, and that's called to Mesef onto the city. Yeah. And Gemara Toshma, bring your raya. Elo shemisavrini mo. These are the things that could use to extend the city. You make the city outside these houses, these type of living quarters. Nefesh sheyeshbo arbamis al arbamis. Nefesh is like a matseva, on top of a kever. And we're talking about, you have a house there that the shomer of the Beis HaKvaros lives there. Trashi nefesh, that's binyan ala kever. Like a matseva on top of the kever. Ustomo ledira shomer a kever ovid. They make it for the shomer to live there. Hilka chafa gab loy darib bay bayis bay ziru. Even though Lamayasi doesn't live there, but abi it's roi for him to live there, that's called a bayis. And it's, the city goes extended until there. Hu adin via gesher, we have a bridge. You have the Beis HaKvaros, Sheyesh Bo Beis Dira. That there's a Beis Dira in the Beis HaKvaros, or else on the side of the bridge, there's a Beis Dira that the attendant to the bridge takes care and lives there. That's also called a house. That makes the city wider. O Beis HaKnesses, Sheyesh Bo Beis Dira. In the Gemara's times, the Beis HaKnesses is always outside the city. So if inside the Beis HaKnesses there's a room there that the Shamash live there, that's also called part of the city. And the Tchum of the city first starts from outside the Beis HaKnesses. The chazin means the shamish took care there. He lived there. Ubeis avoidus kechovim sheyeshpa beis dira lechaimrim. Who had invited us to beis avoidus kechovim? Also, even the goyim, they also have a shem dira. If a goy lives in a house, his house also makes the city extended, and the city first ends at the end of his house. So if you have a beis avoidus zorim that their galochim there live there, is that's also called a beis dira. Trashin. They don't live there. But if you have a special room where the Golochim live, that's called the Beis Dira then. Avoyos, that means susim.
That means the corrals where you keep the horses. If you have a corral where you keep horses, or else for Yitzhara Shebesodis, or else time you have a Yitzhara, a warehouse in the fields, is V'yesh Pohen the Beis Dira, and you have a special house there. The attendant lives there. That's also called the Beis Dira, that makes the city wider. Weiter via Burgenin. Burgen is also always a watch house, that in the roads, on the road, you have a watch house that the watchman lives there. Shebetoichai. That's also Mitzurif. Trashi via Burgen, Shebetoichai, Betoichir. Via Habaye Shebayam. If you have a city on an island, Bayam on an island, there's a city there. Trashi. Habaye Shebayam. Via Hayam. Betoich Ein Ame Bishraim Leir. If you have an island, that's within 70 yamis from the city, and you have a house on the island. So again, the tchum of the city first ends at the end of that house. And you first start counting alpayim amah from that house further. Is arei elu misabri mimur. All these type of houses, without somebody could live here, makes the city extended. The elu shein misabri mimur. These are type of houses now that do not extend the city. It's not called the Beis Dira, nobody would live there. It doesn't extend the city. Nefesh shenifritso mishtei ruchisel. Again, you have that's this house on top of the bay of the kever, where the shomer lives. So if two sides of the wall fell down, that's not called a house. Even though you have two walls standing, still two walls alone doesn't make it into a bayis. Elich v'elich. Who are then via gesher, via kever, shein bo beis dira. Or else you have time a bridge, or a beis hakfaros that has no beis dira. Or beis hakneses, shein lo beis dira. Even if you have a shul within 70 amos of the city. But if nobody lives there, it's not called a beis dira, it doesn't extend the city. Or else the Beis Avodah Zarah Shein Lo Beis Dira L'Chayrim. Or else there's nobody lives in the Beis Avodah Zarah. V'yavrorois v'yoytzrois shebesodois Shein Lehem Beis Dira. You have this corral for the susim or the storehouse that nobody lives there. It's not ma'aber. These are halachas. In kitz, it's only ma'aber. It only makes the city bigger if it's a house that somebody lives there or it's roy for him to live there. So the Gemara Ketani Mi, as we learned here, nefesh. If you have the house on top of the Beis Akforis, on top of a kevern. That two sides of the wall caved in. Eloch v'yeloch. Still, it's no good. So my love, the ikotikra, have meaner is, Metchila was a good house that had four walls to it and had a roof. It says now, if two sides of the walls caved in, it's not Metzurif anymore, it's no good. Mashm, even though it has a roof. So this is a raya. Even though you have a roof on the house, but if you only have two mechitzas to the house, that's not called a house. A house has to have at least three mechitzas. So Saraya, two walls with a tikra is no good. So the Gemara tell you, Loi, the leka tikra, maybe here there wouldn't be any raya. We're talking about there's no roof. That's what it means. It means two sides caved in, and the roof also caved in. But maybe if you have a roof, maybe it's good. Mashmash will be paskin. That if you do have a roof, then it would be good. Right, the next case it said here was, Bayish Shebiyam, if you have a house on the island. For the Gemara Lamai Chazi, what are you going to use it for? His avarim is nobody lives there. Who lives on an island? So what is it roy for? For Bayis Shebiyam. Like, who lives there? And the Gemara, Omer Apopo, it means Bayis Shosu Lofanas Baikalim Shebesvina. In other words, you have a ship that travels through this island, and all it stores there is Kalim that it needs to live with. In other words, it stores its food there, it stores its chairs there. So since inside this house is a Tashmishe Dira, that's also called like Royal Dira. Even though your mamash don't live there, but since you store your food there, that's also a Svara that's called the Beis Dira. The cave you can't include into the city. It doesn't extend the city. If you have a cave that's within 70 yamas of the city, it does extend the city until after the cave. We have a house on top of the cave. That's why it extends the city. But if there's no house there, then the city doesn't get extended because of the cave. For the Gemara Bazaar, like, Mike, what's the chiddush? Pshita, the tape of Leim Mishum by Binyan. If you tell me you have a house on top of the cave, pshita, the house is marver. Binyan Gufa. And the Gemara, let's rechol hashtam. We're talking about the house itself is smaller than Dalad by Dalad Amis. A house to be roy to live has to at least be Dalad Amis by Dalad Amis. See, the house itself is less than Dalad Amis. Just as opened up into a cave. So the chiddush is that you must tie the two together. So about with the cave and the house, you could live here, that's called the Beis Dira, that makes the city wider. Omer Rav Huna, Yoishvei Tzrifin, Ein Moedidin Lehem, Ela Mitesach Bateim. What about you have people like the camp out? You have 100 people living out in the fields in like little tents. Tzrifa means a little tent that's aroyi. You put it up, you put it down, and you have a people living there together. The chiddush is that is not called a city. That doesn't give them a shame ear. Like we have it, we'll soon see what makes up a city. If you have a city, you first start counting the tchum from outside the city. If you have a lot of people camping together, each camp doesn't make up a city. And each camp is considered a separate base dira, that he has a tchum from right outside his camp and further, that's where his tchum is. It doesn't get a shame city, but each one is called a separate base dira, they count the tchum where they are. As Yosef Tzrif and Ein Mardizim Lehem, Elim Epesach Batayim. Hadimah Akashe, Moser Rav Chizda. The Pasuk says in the Midbar, Vayachnu al ha-yardin, mi beis ha-yishimon, ve-yishimois, v'yom ha-rabba ba-bachone, om Rabbi Yechon, that the Chosle saw this place, this was where the Yidin lived in the Midbar, ha-ve-yasra ve-vitlose pasoyim. The Midbar, the Machne Yisrael was 3 pasoyim, was Yud Beis Mil, 12 mil. Al-tlose pasoy, it was 3 pasoyis and 3 pasoyis. Now, Vatanya, we learned like this, Kishen Nifnin, when they had to go to the base of Kisei, like even on Shabbos, a niftin loylef nehem v'loylef tzedeim. They couldn't be niftin in front of the machna, or they couldn't be niftin on the side of the machna. Elul yachareim. The b'davka had to walk every time they had to go to the basic kisei all the way to the back of the machna. Because the pshat is when the Yidin walked in the midburn, the shechina went in front of them. So it's not nice that Yitzoya should be in front where the shechina is going to go. So b'davka had to be niftin in the back where you already passed it already, so the shechina won't go there anymore. Elul yachareim. So the kasher is, Lechura, a Yid on Shabbos, if he had to go to the basic Isay, he had to walk mamish 3 pasoyim. Now, when the Yidin lived in the Midbar, they lived like in Sukkos. They lived in little huts. They didn't have a base Dira Kavua. They used to put it up, and as soon as the Shofar blew that they had to move on again, they'd take down the hut and travel on again. So if you're going to tell me now that people live in huts, don't have a shame ear. So they only have a right to walk up high in mamish from where the house is. So how could a person that lived in the beginning of the Machna, he had to go on Shabbos, Lechura couldn't go a whole Shabbos? He wouldn't be allowed to walk to the other side of the Machna. He has to walk Yud Beis Mil, the Mamish be like a Nisan. And according to Rabbi Kiva, it'll be a Nisan Deraisa. To walk Yud Beis Mil on Shabbos, that's a Nisan Deraisa. So how does it say here they're allowed to walk from one side of the Machna to the other side of the Machna? According to you, tell him it doesn't have a Shem City. His Mishpahim, if we say no, even people living in huts has a Shem City to it. So when you have a Shem here, the whole city is considered like Dalal Amis. So you're allowed to walk along the whole city, like L.A. You can walk miles and miles and miles on Shabbos. It's all considered one big city. So then it'll be good they walk from one side to the other side. But if you're telling me, Yoshvei Tzrifin, don't make up a shame city. Right? So the city means you have to have houses, kavua, that you live there, b'kviyas. So why in the Midbar was it called b'kviyas? And the more poshid, Oma le rova, dig le Midbar kamrit, you ask me a kasha, what happened in the Midbar? Kivon dechzibu. Since it says in the Midbar, Api Hashem Yachanu, V'api Hashem Yisou, since when they lived there because the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, stop, rest here. When they traveled on, they didn't travel on their own das. They only traveled on when Hashem said to. Is Mela commanded Kvilu Domi. When they did rest, since they rested up, Yisibu Hashem, that's called the Kvias. That's called like they encamped here for good. Now they had to stay here until they got a Tzibu to move on. So that was called the Kvias. So here, everybody's masculine has a shame ear. So therefore, when they encamped in the Midbar, they had a shame city. So therefore, you're allowed to walk from one side of the city to the other side of the city. There wouldn't be any shaylo. Mashenken us, by Yoshvitz Rifim, instead the guy's camping out, since it's only Diras Arai, you're going to move around, that's not called a city. Oma Rav Chinano Bar Rav Kana. Oma Rav Ashi. Im Yesh Shom Sholosh Chatzeres. Now, what makes up a city? What is considered a city to say all in the city is like one Dalad Amis, and you count up Hayimam outside the city? If I just have 2 houses there, that's not called a city yet. Each house has to count from outside his house, he has up Hayimam. What's the least amount of houses you'd have to make up a city? Zok, Omar Achimno Barakan Omar Vashi, Im Yeshom Sholosh Chatzerus. If you have 3 Chatzerim, Shel Shnei Batim. That each Chatzer has 2 houses opening up into the Chatzer. So the kids see you have 6 houses here with 3 chatzerim in front of it is hukfa. That's called an ear already. And then they have a right to say all around them, inside them is considered like dalad amis, and they count that chum shabbos outside this area. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Yoshvei Tzrifim v'hochei midbarius chayeim ein chayim. People that travel long and have to camp out in the forest camp out, or the hochei midbarius, people have to travel through the midbar, their life is not called a life. And the wives and the kids don't belong to them. His vice of Pashup got the husband is away so much, the wife has nus with somebody else, and they're not their kids. Or else the husband also has nus with somebody else. If out there they stay away half a year. Tanya Nami Hochi. Eliezer ish biriya oimer. Yoshve tzrifim. People that camp out in the woods. Ki yoshve kvorim. They're like people living in a cavern, a basic forest. V'yabun aseim on the children of oimer. Oru shaychim and kol behema. That they're like a hefka. My timer, what's the reason why? Ulu ramar shein lehem achtois. They don't have any bathhouses outside in the fields. So Drashi. Mahal chay midbar yisrashin shseim imoim. They travel with their wives. They travel month to month different places. Is Ainu Shalahem, come a first time, assume to say why not. They have no enjoyment. People have to walk, travel through the midbar, it's no life. You can say they have Yisurim, you have no enjoyment for life, that's not called life. My time, Asurim Benoisayim. Why do we say that the daughters are Osir? Asurim b'nasayim, she'en lehem achtsois. So drashi v'hochim b'mokim rochok lirchutz. They have to go far away to take a bath. U'nishasayim nezokakin l'menoafim, l'fi she'ir azuva m'yenish. If that's the pshat, when they even Rashi's learning, even if you travel with your wife out in the fields, but you have to look to take a bath amerchutz, means you have to go separately. So you leave your wife out in the fields alone, so if someone will come and have nus with her. So that's why it's not your wife and not your own children. That's one pshat. She'en lehem achtsois. When the wives have to be tefillah in the mikvah, they know about it. So drashi b'tefillah, she'en lehem mikvois, they have no mikvois, v'ochas hanoshim litfo b'mokim rochik, v'kor l'chaverto, that the one wife tells the other wife, we have to go to the mikvah now, let's go together, u'magishim ha'shchenim, that the shchenim realize it, v'yesh roshu roide v'achreim u'mis yachid imoim, and the roshu hears about the two ladies talking, we're going to go walk away far to go to the mikvah, he'll follow them and have nus with them. That's the reason why people living out in the fields, they have to be a choshet, the wife has nus. So tomorrow, my benayim, what's not going between the two tamim, my benayim, a benayim nahor with the samach lebeitam. If they have a river next to the house. So therefore, our mikvois, drashin horror, real tefillah. For learn the merchats. It's not good to take a merchats. You can't watch yourself there. It's a river, but you don't bath yourself there. So may live itself, mishum tefillah, there's no chash. They go right to the table and come right home. But if it's out to base America, they still have to travel far away, then there's a shal of znus while he's away. Omer Rav Huna, kol yer shein bo yerek, if the city doesn't have vegetables, ein tam chochem yisher lo debo. The tam chochem should not live in this city. There's no vegetables, don't live there. For the Gemara lemeimra, the yarkam alya. I'm telling you, tam chochem should be healthy, you want to learn, stay healthy, live in a place that has healthy food. There's no vegetables there, it's not a healthy place, don't live there. Is what you're telling me now, that vegetables are healthy. But more Batanya, we learned shloisha marvenes hazevul. Three things like make you go. The koyfvenes hakoyma, it bends you over. If you're a straight person, it'll make you hunchback. The noitlen echad mechamish meyos mimorin ainov shalodim. It takes away 1/500 of your eyesight. What are these veluheim? These are these things that are bad for you. Pas kibber, like black old bread. V'sheicher chodesh, new fresh beer. It's not healthy. V'yerek and vegetables. So the Chori, you say vegetables are no good for you. So why are you telling me you shouldn't live in a city that doesn't have vegetables? Here it's mashed vegetables are bad. And the Gemara like Tasha. Ho betumi v'kasi, ho mi b'shai yarki. One is talking about onions and scallions, and one is talking about other vegetables. So Rashi has two pshatim here. Rashi says, tumi v'kasi, loy mai l'kach shemati. As I heard over from my Rebbe, Poshid, that tumi v'kasi is no good. Onions and scallions are no good. Onions and leek. These are no good. The Nira Ben Rashi himself said no. Tumi the karsi mali. These are two good vegetables. Lochitanyan. Chamisha dvorim nermu bishum. There are five things said about garlic. Mashbia, it fills you up. Mashkin and mitzvah upon it makes you look nice. Omar basazera vahurri kina shabamayin. It kills a kina, a tapeworm in your stomach. O karisha nami tanya bebrochis. The yofin levnei mayim. So Rashi says fakir that these things are good. His garlic and leek is good. Mashenk and other vegetables are no good. All right, stop here.